the Public News Service Daily Newscast, September the 20th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Voting advocacy groups in New England are calling on Governor Ned Lamont to ensure the state's election infrastructure is ready for the 2024 presidential election.
The groups, including the ACLU and League of Women Voters, say too many voting tabulation machines are defective and cause delays at polling stations. John Erlinghauser with AARP Connecticut says they're just outdated and unreliable.
They don't manufacture them anymore. They break down frequently. People are having to get replacement parts for the voting machines on things like eBay.
Hauser says the legislature approved a bill allowing the state to borrow more than $25 million to replace the vote tabulators, but Lamont and other members of the State Bond Commission must first hold a formal vote to spend the money. Voting rights groups say Connecticut has made some recent strides in improving access to the ballot, including the recent approval of early voting and the restoration of voting rights to people on parole. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Election officials say the newer high-speed machines allow poll workers to quickly process large stacks of ballots or handle absentee ballots. Meantime, the battle against misinformation on the internet is formidable, but researchers have found some tactics that could help mitigate it. We get more from Eric Kaganoff in this National Academy of Sciences, Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting, Washington News Service collaboration.
Jevin West is an associate professor in the Information School at the University of Washington and a co-founder of the school's Center for an Informed Public. He's also the co-creator of a digital literacy course, aptly named Calling BS. West says one strategy for fighting misinformation is something he puts on a sticker for his students. Think more, share less.
Just a very simple little statement, which is think more, so sort of take a little bit more time to source things before you share it, and then just share less. So think more, share less.
Another method for lessening the impact of misinformation is inoculation. That is, helping people on social media better recognize false information when they see it.
Just over half of Americans believe the U.S. government should take steps to restrict false information online. That's according to a Pew Research Center study out this summer. The House of Representatives canceled a scheduled key procedural vote Tuesday on a temporary government funding bill hashed out by the GOP. Republican leadership pulled a vote originally scheduled to advance a stopgap measure to fund the federal government through October 31. That from CNBC. They report the U.S. faces a government shutdown if Congress fails to pass a temporary funding measure by midnight September 30th. The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, supports a temporary funding measure, but he has faced opposition from hard-right members of the GOP. This is Public News Service. In recent years, Alabama has faced a critical need for Medicaid expansion due to ongoing struggles with the state's health care system.
Approximately 300,000 people find themselves in a coverage gap where they earn too much for Medicaid but still cannot afford private insurance. Debbie Smith, director of the Cover Alabama campaign at Alabama Arise, says the lack of Medicaid funding is impacting critical health care infrastructure.
So we've had about 8 rural hospitals close since 2010. And a recent report commissioned by the Alabama Hospital Association also showed that 33% of rural hospitals are at immediate risk of closure, with 50% of rural hospitals being at closure total.
She says by expanding Medicaid coverage, Alabama can reduce suffering of people who lack health care, drive economic growth, and address the state's high maternal and infant mortality rates. Shantia Hudson reporting.
Alabama is just one of 10 states where workers lack access to quality and affordable health care that is due to limited Medicaid coverage. Meantime, open enrollment for health insurance for the coming year through the Affordable Care Act starts November 1. More on that for the South and our Daniel Smith.
Last year, Tennessee's uninsured rate was 9.3%, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Tennessee Justice Center Executive Director Michelle Johnson says open enrollment enables people to buy affordable, comprehensive health insurance that can protect their savings and their family.
One thing that I think many people are concerned about is, can they afford the premiums? And in a wonderful way, the federal government is subsidizing the cost of premiums. And so the vast majority of people who are applying will be able to get a plan for $10 a month or less.
The Inflation Reduction Act included a provision to extend these premium subsidies through 2025. So the same subsidy that are in effect this year will continue for 2024.
Finally, we head to Virginia, where environmental advocates are looking for protections of old-growth forests. In 2022, President Biden issued an executive order to have old-growth forests across the U.S. inventoried. Sam Evans is with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
The responsibility there is for the Forest Service to figure out what's the healthiest mature forest, what mature forest is on the best track to restore that, and sort of leaving it alone, letting it age into old condition. Perhaps there are other mature forests that aren't in good condition, and maybe we can focus on those for timber cutting.
Environmental groups are reluctant to see these trees cut down since they help stave off climate change. Studies find old-growth forests can store between 41 and 94% of the total carbon stock of all trees. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.